Welcome to Shakespeare FC, The Words, a 5-minute journey into the individual bits of language that were forged, fletched, hewn, and hammered, and sometimes crowbarred, into existence by our brilliant and witty Warwickshirean wordsmith, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. Today's word now resides in the brisk little world of resumes, sales pitches, college brochures, and irritating influencers invading our doom scrolling. The word is marketable. Fit to be sold, desirable, presentable, something worth putting before the public. But when our fair uncle employs it, see what I did there? In his As You Like It, it has not yet been bandied about in the smoke-filled rooms of Don Draper's marketing departments and made to fetch him a scotch. In William's world, it's still young, witty, social, and just a little bit gossipy. At the opening of As You Like It, the court is already curdling rather nicely. Duke Senior has been banished by his brother, Duke Frederick. Orlando is being mistreated by his brother, Oliver, and William is busy preparing to send practically everyone into the Forest of Ardennes. Rosalind, daughter of the banished duke, remains at court with her cousin Celia, daughter of the usurping duke, but I happen to think that their friendship is one of the great joys of the play. Quick, loyal, teasing, and at some points, brilliantly funny. More on that a bit later. In Act 1, Scene 2, one of William's great fools, the court jester Touchstone, arrives, followed by the courtier Le Beau, who comes bearing gossip about a wrestling match at court, and Celia immediately spots the value of being filled with fresh information. For if they are to be news-crammed, she says, then all the better, because news has social currency. In other words, gossip improves one's stock.
Monsieur Le Beau,
with his mouth full of news,
which he will put on us as pigeons feed their young.
Then shall we be news-crammed?
All the better. We shall be the more marketable. Bonjour, Monsieur Le Beau.
Marketable, you will not be surprised, I hope, comes from market plus able, meaning to be able, brought to market, to be sold, or fit for trade. This blossoming fleur-de-lis of language came to Uncle William across the English Channel from the old French marché, but its roots run deeper into the landscape of the Latin mercatus, meaning market, which itself derives from mercari, meaning to trade. It is the same busy little blossoming flower bed that sprouts merchant, merchandise, commerce, and mercantile for us. But Celia's joke is not really about commerce at all. It's about social value. What Uncle Will knew was that at court, information is a kind of currency. Watchers of Game of Thrones, for instance, will remember Tyrion Lannister's brilliant catchphrase, "I drink, and I know things." To know the latest news is to become more interesting, more useful, more exchangeable in the glittering little marketplace of wits, status, and reputation, where even a little tittle-tattle can become a tradable treasure. And yet, William hints at a deeper idea, because marketability isn't really about the thing itself. It's about perception. A demo tape sitting in a dusty drawer isn't marketable. But a mediocre musical meme with excellent publicity often is. And today we market practically everything. When it comes to things, it's branding. When it's us, it's networking. Which brings me back to, I think, one of my top 5 Willy witticisms that comes from Rosalind in her disguise as Ganymede to the haughty shepherdess who has spurned the young Silvius's affections. Sell while you can. You are not for all markets. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time.
Shakespeare Full Circle is a production of WGTE Public Media and is sponsored in part by the generous support of the Cowie Family Charitable Trust and Michelle and Kelvin McElwain. All previous episodes are available at wgte.org/sfc and wherever you get your podcasts.